From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Palestinians and Israelis clash. The Palestinian Ministry reports that three Palestinians died Friday when clashes between Israeli security forces and Palestinians turned violent. Clashes between Israeli security forces and Palestinians broke out after the recent implementation of new Israeli security measures. Israeli police have barred Muslim men under the age of 50 from entering a contested Jerusalem holy place for prayers on Friday. South Korea called on North Korea today to quickly accept its offer to hold military talks in a bid to ease rising border tensions on the Korean Peninsula and eventually to dismantle North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Pyongyang has yet to officially respond. CIA Director Mike Pompeo was in Colorado yesterday speaking at the Aspen Institute's 2017 Security Forum. The most dangerous aspect of North Korea's nukes, he said, is just who's running the country over there. A question had been asked as to whether the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in fact a rational human being.
We've watched. He'll respond. We've watched through many attempts. We've watched Kim Jong-un respond, right? He measures his responses. He's trying now to figure out how to work with the South Koreans to get us to back off, to get America to stop pressing just as hard as he is. You could certainly characterize that as a rational response to the threat that I think he perceives from the United States and from our allies.
Meanwhile, following the death of U.S. college student Otto Warmbier after his imprisonment by the North Korean government, private tour companies say they were informed by the U.S. that travel has been banned to that country. Tour companies said they were informed of the pending ban by the Swedish embassy, which handles American affairs, since Washington has no formal ties with North Korea. This is VOA News. Turkey's economic minister sought to calm rising tensions with Germany on Friday as Berlin said it was reviewing all applications for arms projects from Ankara. Tensions between the NATO allies have escalated since Turkey arrested six human rights activists, including German national Peter Stoltenberg, on accusations of terrorism. But relations have been strained over a series of often bitter disputes this year. Holger Schumann is a resident of Berlin. He says, of course, it's absolutely not acceptable that people are detained without reason and any substantial investigation, and it is completely right that the German government is opposing it. Germany said it would review Turkish applications for arms projects. A Las Vegas parole board has granted U.S. football and screen star O.J. Simpson parole after 9 years in prison for armed robbery and kidnapping. The decision was a quick one, announced less than an hour after the conclusion of his parole hearing. Simpson, of course, served his 9 years for a crime having nothing to do with the infamous murder of his ex-wife and her friend. Simpson had been jailed for stealing sports memorabilia. Andrew Morales is a resident of Houston, Texas.
You can't punish him for the things that he did in the past for a different crime, you know what I mean? So 9 years for stealing some stuff, that's pretty good. He's about to die in a little bit. I mean, let him live a little bit.
Simpson could be released from prison as soon as October the 1st. By now, you're familiar with the interview President Donald Trump gave to the New York Times regarding how he feels about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's independence and Jeff Sessions' decision to recuse himself from the Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. This is VOA national correspondent Jim Malone as he comments on the Times interview and the role the U.S. Attorney General is supposed to play.
The sense you get from reading this interview is that Trump believes the attorney general should kind of be serving the president in a way and maybe almost acting as a protector. And, you know, traditionally in our country, the attorney general is supposed to be the top law enforcement person in the land and is supposed to try to remove him or herself from politics as much as possible. I think some Republicans, even on Capitol Hill, are a little concerned by these comments regarding Jeff Sessions.
After Sessions recused himself, his deputy appointed former FBI Director Robert Mueller as special counsel to carry out the Russian probe. Sotheby's says a bag Neil Armstrong used to collect the first ever samples of the moon, which was once nearly thrown out with the trash, has sold at auction for $1.8 million. The decontamination bag, which was flown to the moon on Apollo 11, still carries traces of moon dust and a small rock. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.